necessary supply.
WikiLeaks is at it again. They reveal the U.S. list of what they're calling critical sites. What are the critical sites? The teenager who was arrested in the Oregon bomb plot led a couple of different lives. Seems like he was a nice guy, this Mohammed Osman Mohammed, a would-be terrorist, but apparently he wasn't. He liked to drink gin, play video games, and he liked to plot bombing parts of Oregon. Did you hear that story? We'll dive into it if you haven't. If you live in the South, then you're listening to me here on America. Sometimes we have many affiliates in the South. Are you bundling up? Because it's pretty cold. The Midwest is under a blanket of snow, and the South is saying the same in some areas anyway. You worry about Florida and what's going to happen to the citrus. Let's hope nothing bad. My name's Kate Delaney, and this show is America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those spots in between. In fact, we have listeners around the world in Australia and Spain. Big shout out to Christina in Sweden. We have not talked to Christina in a while, but we know she's listening, and some of her friends are listening as well. Also, we've got people listening to us in New Zealand. And each day it seems there's somebody else from some other country that writes me a note at our mailbag at americatonight.net. One of these days we're going to give a prize for the furthest away. We're going to measure the miles and give a prize for that. Speaking of prizes, put this on your radar somewhere. Thursdays, we're still doing Nail the Score. We're into week 14 in the NFL. So in our third hour, our supercomputer will reveal the game of the week once we let her fly, so to speak, and pick the game of the week. You call in, ring, you call in, and tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Couldn't be easier. It's like picking lottery numbers, All right, so let's roll into it right here at the top. I think here we go again with another thwarted plot, and the kid that was described by his friends as just fun and happy-go-lucky is not the kid that the FBI was searching down. And the kid is this 19-year-old Somalian-born Muslim with a grudge against the West. He was ready to kill and maim thousands at a busy Portland Christmas tree lighting ceremony. So the FBI described Mohammed Osman Mohammed as a would-be terrorist, and there were very few hints. There weren't these red flags. You know, everybody always says it, and I do it too. Red flags. What were the red flags? Did you see anything? So, no, there weren't these red flags. They say that he was quiet. He was just a suburban teenager. He liked to play video games, and they would never have suspected him of this. He thought he was going to kill 1,000 people at least the day after Thanksgiving in the name of Islamic radicalization, and it didn't happen. They were able to cut him off at the pass. They realized what he was doing. And what's odd is, see, this goes to the assimilation thing, right? 3 days before that, he wrote and he actually read a Kwanzaa poem about unity with two Christian college students. So that's assimilating. No one's thinking this guy is any kind of axe to wield, grudge to pull off, whatever. And the court documents say that Muhammad's friends describe him as juggling two different lives, that he was an immigrant struggling to fit and he was a Muslim who had become radicalized eventually and was bent on this whole holy war thing. So the deal is the station in Portland uncovered a cell phone video where he ranted and went on a long rant about the West and pretty much what he said. He was in his dorm room. He said, you know, the whole West thing, they want to insult our religion. They want to take our land. They want to rape our women and blah, blah, blah. And the television station refused to say where they got it. Odds are it was somebody who was a teammate or somebody who was in the dorm or whatever. But bottom line is, Mohammed was born in Somalia in the early 90s. His family was torn apart by the Civil War there, and his father was a computer engineer at the University of Mogadishu, and he ended up in a refugee camp, unsure if his family was going to be alive, and you know, the rest is history. They came to Portland, and he started going to Oregon State University, and he wanted to be an engineer, and lo and behold, it had nothing to do with being an engineer. It had to do with coming up with ways to blow up some innocent people. And the FBI was able to uncover this. They were able to uncover a link to Muhammad and get to him before any damage was done. Because otherwise, I don't know how many people he would have taken out or if he would have been able to follow through with his desires of killing and then wounding lots of innocent people. WikiLeaks is being attacked in all corners, whether it's the U.S. government, some of the European governments, or if it's Sweden, they're just flat out attacking Julian Assange, the founder. They're looking to get him for sexual misconduct allegations. But there was a list drawn up by some people in the government of companies and installations around the world as critical to the security of the U.S., and it was published on WikiLeaks. Well, some of them we would know, right? We would know some of them. The list includes factories. It includes fuel companies, drug manufacturers, undersea cables, pipelines, communication hubs, you know, key resources, of course, that you would need. And this document was drawn up after the State Department asked diplomats in February to identify systems and assets were physical or virtual that were vital or virtual that were vital to the U.S. And it would be brutal if they were destroyed to have a list of them. So that is the list. The cable says secret state non-form for internet, not for internet distribution. Well, guess what? It was distributed on the internet, and the internet revealed the sites that we were talking about, most of them that were added, things that they didn't want to, that the U.S. considered vulnerable or didn't want it to be vulnerable, and listed them in order of if this were attacked, how disastrous would this be? So they're now angering corporations and governments and all kinds of people. And Julian Assange is a slippery cat. He's a former computer hacker. People forget that. He set up a website from a house outside of the University of Melbourne, Australia. Since then, he's published everything from documents that I thought were pretty interesting from the Church of Scientology to the U.S. Embassy cables, and we know the rest of the stories, right? He's either a hero to some, or he's a terrorist to others, or flat out he's an opportunist and he's endangering too many people's lives. There's different ways to look at the whole WikiLeaks thing, I think. One quick note here, Elizabeth Edwards' cancer has taken a turn for the worse. Apparently, her doctors are saying she's maybe only got a couple of weeks to live. That's a sad story. Her husband is, her ex-husband, or estranged husband, has been by her side, and so have the children, because, you know, let's be honest, they don't know how long they're going to have their mother around. So, rough times, certainly, for the Edwards family. Birthdays, news you can abuse, coming up on the flip side.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Guess what, gang? We're taking the show to New York City, in case you haven't heard. We're part of a domestic violence panel radio row thing that they're doing for Liz Claiborne. In other words, bringing in a lot of people who suffered domestic violence, people who are guilty of domestic violence, and people who are raising the awareness of it. So I thought it would be an interesting thing for us to go and do for the show for a day in New York City. So we'll be bringing those stories back to you. You'll hear them on Wednesday. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting live from New York City tomorrow. But let's look back in history, shall we, on America Tonight? We haven't done that in a while. And there are a lot of people that loved when I did that. So, you know, December 7th, don't all answer at once, but what do we always look back to on December 7th? That December 7th, 1941 is remembered as a date which will live in infamy. Of course, Pearl Harbor Day. Thousands of lives were lost. There have been a couple of major movies about it if you've seen those. And if you go to Hawaii, you can see what's left of Pearl Harbor, the USS Arizona Memorial Visitor Area. You see the World War II naval history in wartime Hawaii and the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, all that stuff. They've got a ferry there. I've done it. That takes you back and forth between the visitor center and the memorial. And then you've got the rusted remains of the Arizona, which you can clearly see. It's very strange. Under the waters of Pearl Harbor. And there were men that were entombed there forever. 1,100 men that sunk with that once very, very powerful battleship. So when we look back in history, certainly that is one of the big moments in history. Now let me fill in the blanks with a couple of other pretty cool things. How about this? In 1926, did you know that the household refrigerator was patented? Wouldn't you like to be the person who patented the refrigerator? It was operating on gas. How about that? And it was not really a major appliance manufacturer who did it. The refrigerator was patented by the Electrolux Servo Corporation, the vacuum cleaner, folks. Huh. Also on this day in history, singer Pat Boone was at the top of the pop charts for the first 6 weeks with April Love. He had another couple of one hits that included Ain't That a Shame, I Almost Lost My Mind, Don't Forbid Me, Love, Letters in the Sand, and all that other sort of stuff. People think of him as like Mr. Goody Two Shoes, drinking lots of milk, all that kind of stuff. But he was good friends with Elvis Presley. I talked to him once. I did an interview with him once. And he was much more fascinating than you would think. And he told me he was very, very close with Elvis. They were contemporaries. And he tried desperately to get Elvis to get into golf because he thought that would get him away from his franticness and, you know, all the sycophants that wanted to get their claws in him. And he truly believes if he had done more of that, that he would be alive today, perhaps. All right, let's move forward a couple of years. And remember, in 1984, Michael Jackson was in Chicago to testify that the song The Girl Is Mine was his, and he didn't swipe the song, Please Love Me Now. It was a copyright infringement case worth $5 million. He won that case. In 1995, the U.S. spacecraft Galileo arrived at Jupiter. Is that a big deal? Well, it fired its main engine for 49 minutes. It attained a successful orbit around Jupiter. The same day, Galileo's atmospheric probe plunged into Jupiter's atmosphere and relayed a lot of information on the structure and the composition of the largest planet. We didn't really know that much about it, so it was a pretty big deal if you look at it from that point of view. All right, coming up, we're going to have birthdays for you. But before we get to the birthdays, I mean, there's always wacky news all over the place. You know, it's like when you watch your local news. I don't care where you are from. It's what we call in the business, or what they call in the television business anyway, the kicker. There's always some crazy, convoluted story called the kicker. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're ridiculous. So we're going to mix all of that up in the News You Can Abuse segment. This from Maine. There were Santas that were flying down the slopes on skis. Check it out. I think this will be cool to see. Hundreds of skiers in Santa suits decked the hills at Maine's Sunday River Ski Resort the other day. Sunday River is 250 skiers and snowboarders. That's how many signed up anyway. They've done it 11 times. The skiing Santas get free lift tickets. Ooh, that's reason enough to dress up like the man in the suit. In exchange for at least a $10 donation to the local Rotary Club's gift drive. The skiers also had to come dressed as Santas, including the beard. So you couldn't fake it. You couldn't fudge it and just say, oh, ho, ho, I'm a Santa. You had to dress up like one. Although those suits might be uncomfortable skiing in, I don't know. But free lift ticket, there's something to be said for that. Okay, let's move to North Dakota. For all of you listening to us in North Dakota, Minot State University. Ever hear of it? They say rent or buy. And the reason why is because that's something that the North Dakota college students will have to face next semester, the option of renting some of their textbooks or buying them. The charge for renting would be half the price of buying them, but the books have to be returned in a usable condition or the students have to pay for the replacement costs. The university says the textbooks rental program is aimed at making higher education more affordable. I think it's a great idea. What do you do with your old textbooks? You know, you took the stupid biology class, no offense to people who love biology, but it's not in your field, you're not going to use it again, you have this gigantic book. I think it's a great idea to do the, I would do the used book thing, who cares? I think it's great. Okay, so how about this from Montenegro? In Montenegro, what they're saying is there's a hippo in a meadow in the European country of Montenegro. The owner of a private zoo says he released Nikiko, the hippo, temporarily because she was a danger from floodwater. So last year, flooding allowed her to swim out of her cage. The zoo owner says local farmers think the hippo is like their pet. He says that she won't cause any problems and will be back in the zoo in a few days. But it's a hippo that's allowed to roam. How about that? Mm. And here's one last one for you. In Arizona, voters approved a ballot measure legalizing medical marijuana. That's a red poker hot issue, isn't it? They expect thousands of applications from would-be marijuana dispensaries, but those who have hopes of selling weed the legal way could be in for a little bit of a downer. Only 124 legal pot shops will be approved. The state says they haven't decided how they'll select the winning applicants, but those who want to sell medical marijuana will have to pay up to $5,000 for a license. So gotta have money for that license or forget it. I said we would do birthdays, and so without further ado, let's head to the birthdays.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, so who's celebrating a birthday? How about Aaron Carter? Anybody remember Aaron Carter? Let me give you a hint. Boy band, yeah. He is the younger brother of Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter, 23. Tino Martinez used to play for the Mariners, the Yankees, and the Cardinals. He was a first baseman. I covered Tino Martinez, 43 years old. C. Thomas Howell. He was in The Outsiders and a slew of other movies, 44 years old. Eddie Hall, he's the TV announcer on The Tonight Show, 52. Larry Bird, do I need to tell you who Larry Bird is? Think Boston Celts back in the day, 54 years old. Tom Waits, singer, kind of rapsy kind of voice, 61 years old. Johnny Bench played catcher for the Reds, the Cincinnati Reds, for 16 years. He turned 63. Ellen Burstyn, who has starred in a lot of movies, actually. The Traveling Sisters of the Ya-Ya Sisters or whatever, she was in that. And she was in Same Time Next Year with Alan Alda. She is 78 years old. Ted Knight, if he were still alive. Remember Mary Tyler Moore Show and a bunch of other appearances? He would have been 87 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Lean in close and make sure you blow out all the candles and eat a big, fat piece of cake. Hang with us.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon.
The countdown is on to the end of the year. 2010 is almost gone. A few weeks and poof, we'll be into 2011. Do you believe it? So we'll do all the top stories coming up in the next couple of weeks here on the show. Plus, we have some special guests for our year-ender show. Should be a lot of fun. We have a special guest now waiting in the wings. She's been on with us before. Her name's Lisa Lana. She's the co-founder of a really cool place, co-founder of Journey Healing Centers. And it's interesting because her story is one that's very familiar. She gave her husband an intervention ultimatum, let's say, after Thanksgiving, and she says it saved their marriage, and this has led to this journey to her being so involved in drug and alcohol treatment centers, which is what those centers are. This is the time of year where you get a lot of alcohol abuse, and you get binge drinkers, and sadly, you have some of those accidents that happen on the highways because people refuse to give up their keys. For goodness sake, if you see someone who is plowed, make them give up their keys. Lisa, thanks for popping on America Tonight again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on.
You know, it is the time of year where people really do like I said, the binge drinking numbers are off the charts, aren't they?
It is, and that's, I mean, it's a great point. Binge drinking during the holidays. Holidays are stressful for families. The get-togethers, the seeing the uncle or the family member, the aunt that they don't get along with and having to spend all day or a few days in the same household with them, it causes people to binge drink, to drink a lot more than they may normally do at any other time during the year.
Yeah. So what do you tell people? Like, what are some tips to avoid those drinking catastrophes, let's say? Let's start there. What can people do?
One of the things they can do is either have no alcohol or reduce the amount of alcohol they have at the home during the dinner when the abusers are going to be there. It doesn't stop the person from going out and buying more or bringing their own, but as long as the person's home, they can limit it. That will stop some of it.
Okay, so limit it. Why? And, you know, if you have the temptation, you have a bar that is just loaded with liquor, and even though you may be able to contain yourself, you're just asking for trouble if you leave it out there and open and accessible, I guess. That makes sense. So besides that, we look at the fact that there's a new study in the UK that shows alcohol is the most harmful drug, but followed on the heels of that, because your centers aren't just about alcohol, they're about drug treatment too, followed by crack and heroin. Wow, so heroin is still a big drug of choice, and crack is right up there. How sad is that? How many people are abusing that? I thought meth was up there too, obviously part of that.
That's a great point. I don't have the actual numbers for how many abuse it, but heroin, for example, people who get addicted to prescription drug pills, once they can't afford those anymore, they'll switch over to heroin because it's a lot cheaper.
Mm, wow. And in your centers, obviously it's a mixed bag. You see all kinds of people in all kinds of situations. Is there any particular demographic? Is it men? Is there an equal amount of men and women or younger? Do you see a lot of the younger people coming in there? What do you see?
It can vary at any time. We treat adults age 18 to our oldest was 88. And the drug of choice can change during the month. And it doesn't really relate to what's going on in the media or anything like that. Sometimes we have a group full of prescription drug abusers, sometimes more alcohol. It just comes in waves. And the age group varies.
Yeah. Well, you can tell by the amount of people that are going to your centers, though. Do you see an increase? And this is just in judging by who's coming through your doors. And that means that they've gotten to that point where, okay, they're taking that step. Are you seeing the numbers increase at your healing centers or decrease or kind of staying the same?
They're actually increasing. We offer a free 24-hour hotline where anyone can call in and get free information. And our phones are ringing off the hook. And, yeah, our intakes to our center are just as high based off the economy, the recession, the unemployment rates. People are drinking. They get depressed when times are tough. So they abuse more substances.
Right. So you find that there's a definite correlation to that. Our unemployment numbers came out last week, and it was 9.8%. So if the normal numbers, let's say it were 5% or 6%, you might see a different scenario out there, but when people are depressed, can't find work, they turn to alcohol or drugs.
Absolutely. I mean, we say when times are good, people celebrate and party, but when times are bad, they get depressed and drink just as much. And with the unemployment extensions possibly coming up, more people are less likely to find jobs, so their drinking or their drug abuse is just going to increase or continue.
Yeah, what about prescription abuse? Are you finding prescription drug abuse? I was talking to a pharmacist a couple of weeks ago, and she told me she could not believe the farm parties, which would be some of the younger kids, but just in general, the abuse of pharmaceuticals.
It is. It's so easy to get prescription drugs nowadays. People go in with headaches, phantom pain, or they actually have a true injury. And it takes a couple pills, they feel better, and then they realize that, hey, it numbed my emotional pain as well. So they start to abuse it on an emotional level rather than just the physical pain. And, yeah, teens and college kids, these farm parties where they're taking pills out of their parents' cabinets, throwing it into a bowl at a party and just taking whatever's in the bowl, and that's a dangerous mix in itself.
Yeah, no kidding. Before you came on when you were in our virtual green room, Lisa, of course, I was telling a little bit about your husband. That's what led you to this and your ultimatum. Tell us about that, because now this has been a while.
It has. It was back in 2001, and he ran nightclubs, and I was a law enforcement officer in Las Vegas, and he was an alcoholic, And his pattern was is he would disappear for two or three days at a time with his friends. They'd go out drinking, and they'd sit up and gamble in the casinos for days at a time. And when I gave him the ultimatum, it was right after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving obviously was on Thursday. He had went to dinner with some friends because I was working, and he came home Sunday morning. And when I got off of work, my intuition, I mean, I was done at that point, and my intuition just said, it's time. It's time to stop the madness. So I came home, and I was in my uniform, so my badge on, my gun on my hip, and I said, I'm done. You either go to treatment today, or I'm leaving you. I'm divorcing you. And he was ready. He had been ready for a while to stop. He just did not know how. So me giving him that ultimatum was a lifesaver for not only him but our marriage, and he went into treatment that night.
Oh, and so he's been sober for how long?
He's been sober since November 26th of 2001, 9 years.
Oh, that's terrific. And I bet he would tell us if he were here, and you know this as his wife, that it's a battle every day, though, isn't it?
It is. It is, and he could quit for maybe a month, and then one stressful night at work would happen, and he'd have a beer to calm down. And working in the nightclubs, it was the norm after work to have a few beers with the crew.
Yeah, no kidding. Last time you were on, we were talking about pot and medical marijuana. The Arizona medical marijuana Prop 203 actually passed after a recount by only 4,400 votes out of 1.7 million. What was your reaction to that?
I knew it was going to pass. Our big campaign on that was we had to educate, and we're going to continue to educate the public on the dangers of marijuana. And the biggest thing I see with it is with the kids. Now that it's legal here, they're going to think, great, it's okay to use, just like alcohol. So once again, they may go to their parents' medical cabinet or out to the pot plant in the backyard and take it and start abusing it.
Yeah. And you and I talked a lot about pot and kids and if it was a gateway drug. And you absolutely say it's a gateway drug, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why do you think it's making a resurgence? I mean, I could be wrong on that, but it seems like it's bigger than ever with high school kids.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bigger than ever or if it's just becoming more normal. Now that 14 states have it legal for medical use, it's becoming okay. So kids are saying it's okay to use, and they're admitting to using it more.
Mm. Wow. Terrible. Well, it's great what you do. The Journey Healing Centers, of course, Lisa Lannon, co-founder of those centers. Terrific. The work that you and your husband and the people around you have certainly put into that. Are you opening some more centers? Are you trying to open some more centers?
We are. We currently have one in Utah, one in Arizona. Our next one is going to be in Australia, opening up in March of 2011, as well as we're looking for the next location here in the United States.
Wow, in Australia. Why Australia? How'd you pick Australia?
Our plan has always been to go global. Addiction is a global problem. Australia has the highest beer consumption in the world. So that is one of the reasons. But, it's just the next place that we chose to open a center in.
Oh, I had no idea about that beer consumption thing. All right, Lisa, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks for popping by here on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
And pay attention to what Lisa was saying. It's interesting, isn't it, looking at some of those statistics that she was mentioning. How about that? 33 million Americans admit to binge drinking. 4 or 5 drinks at one event in the past year. Drinking's at a 25-year high because of the extra recession pressure that people are feeling. Jeez, tough out there. Coming up on the flip side, much more, my friends. Hang with us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come, Mr. John.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
All right, that was the voice of Dandy Don Meredith during his cowboy years. People couldn't say enough about how crazy he was. And, of course, he spent those years in the ABC Monday night booth. And he was absolutely considered to be, by many, an icon. Don Meredith, dead at the age of 72. He had brain hemorrhage and lapsed into a coma. So, sadly, it was over the weekend. It was Sunday when he passed away. His wife talked to a lot of the media a day after and said that, you know, this was in Santa Fe, that's where they were living, said that he had suffered for a while, so the family was, I guess the family, of course, was preparing for the worst if that was going to happen. And he said, you know what, he was just the best that you can imagine. He was funny, he was warm, and we lost a good one. So they're going to have a private graveside service that's going to be family members and whatnot in Santa Fe. And for those who don't know, Meredith played for the Cowboys from 60 to 68. You can look up some of those old Sports Illustrated covers. He was on a bunch of them. And he became the starting quarterback in 1965. He didn't ever get the Cowboys to any kind of a Super Bowl, certainly. But he was absolutely one of the first stars of the Dallas Cowboys. And like I said, people remember him for what you just heard, the singing and the crazy things he would do on Monday Night Football. He was very colorful, to say the least. He was a character, absolutely. Go back and look at some of the old footage of Meredith. So a lot of players had some things to say about him, particularly with the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, why not go to the current quarterback who knew Meredith a little bit, had some conversations with him, and this was Tony Romo's thoughts.
He was a great guy, and you know, we were all lucky enough in the small time that I got to know him to see his personality and to take some of his wisdom, and he'll definitely be missed.
Yep, definitely missed. And he was kind of an elusive cat in his older years, but like I mentioned, back in the day when he was thriving in the broadcast arena, he was Monday Night Football. Matt, we've seen the transitions of Monday Night Football, and, of course, I wasn't actually around during the Meredith era so much, and neither would you have been, but I've seen clips of it, and the clips, some of it is just pure crazy, zany, funny stuff. I mean, I thought he was actually pretty good, but he was part of that transition of what was expected, I believe, in some of these football broadcasts, don't you think?
Yeah, just the clips I've seen of him, he was kind of the original color guy,
yeah.
I guess. Him and Gifford and Cosell,
yeah,
all working together. It was the original three-man booth that kind of created what we see today, because it just had more life to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Had more life is probably a good way to put it. All right, speaking of life, I'll tell you what, nobody nailed the score. We do the nail the score thing on Thursdays, which we will do, of course, this Thursday in the third hour. We'll be back in our little satellite studio in Dallas, Texas, because we're taking the show on the road for 2 days to the Big Apple. So we'll be in New York City on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Thursday we've got Nail the Score. Nobody nailed the score this time around. Did anybody catch the score of that Patriots game? Was anybody thinking the Jets were going to show up in that game? I'll tell you what, it was billed as the game of the week, and I really thought it would turn out to be the game of the week, but it was nothing like that. It was 45, I've said this at the top of the hour, so I'll reiterate it again. 45-3 was the final score. Wow. 45-3. Of course nobody guessed that. And, in the end, it was just all about Tom Brady, and it was about mistakes from the Jets and from Mark Sanchez, and really across the board, the team made a lot of bogus moves. And Brady, once again, didn't even have to break a sweat. 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and the streak is alive. 26 home wins for the Patriots and Tom Brady. That says something, doesn't it? And Mark Sanchez had a tough, tough game. And Brady had a much different game. You know what's interesting about it? And I noticed this because I was a big fan of Rex Rhines, and I was watching HBO Hard Knocks. And there was a player that they talked about who was trying out to make the Jets. And he was like this relentless guy. He was like the gnat in the ointment, not real tall, not your prototypical football player. And they had to make a decision on Danny Woodhead. So he's a former Jets running back. And as it turns out, he did the damage on the other side of the football, the other side of the field with the Patriots. Just absolutely incredible. Over 100 yards. I mean, whatever he is, 5'8", or probably smaller than that. I mean, he's a New England Patriot, and he is used in their schemes. And he came up big against the Jets. So anyway, the point of telling you this is nobody nailed the score, and it didn't turn out to be the game of the week. It was the snore of the week. There were so many other games that were better on the board. Not that game. Rex Ryan afterwards said, he was humiliated, but that's the name of football. That's the game of football. And that he would have to go back to the drawing board, because when you suffer a blowout like that, and he's right about this, you expose yourself because other teams can see it and they know how to exploit your weaknesses. So they're going to look to do the same thing. And so he's right to say we have to come back from this and figure out where the mistakes were and shore them up so that this does not happen. because that was embarrassing. It was just billed as the greatest game. Tell you what, the happiest people are the people who picked the Patriots and the points, because you were in the money, as they say. That was a layup. You know what the line on that game was? The Patriots by 3.5. Holy moly. How crazy is that? 3.5. I mean, you know how many, there were so many better games. Even the Cowboys, the crappy Cowboys, beat the Colts in overtime, and they've made it interesting because they're like the spoiler team. And they've got 3 wins under Jason Garrett, almost 4 because they almost won on Thanksgiving over the Saints. So the Cowboys were more interesting to watch than the Patriots routing New York. And, you know, you look at some of the other games from Sunday, and I can pick out about 7 that were more interesting. I mean, even that no-thriller, low-scoring Kansas City Chiefs win over Denver, which was 10-6, and there's such a rivalry between those two teams, that was better. That was more exciting to watch, and it wasn't that exciting, trust me. Or Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And that was better, the Sunday night game. Pittsburgh ultimately wins at 13-10. It was more interesting to invest the time and watch it. So I'll tell you, the Patriots also show something again. While we were all sleeping and not worried about the Patriots are the powerhouse team in the AFC. You look at the Patriots and they could be right back in that Super Bowl territory again. They're poised to do it. And now they pick up their, you know, they pick up their 10th win. And what a layup win it was, too. Like I said, the most boring game on the scoreboard from the week that was. Since we're on sports shorts, a couple of other quick things for you, including from the MASH unit. The Cowboys, one of the Cowboys' more interesting players, to say the least, he started off the season being pretty interesting because he wouldn't do what he was supposed to do as a rookie, like carry pads. So he made big news for that. But receiver Dez Bryant actually fractured his right ankle during the fourth quarter of Sunday's game against the Colts. So he is out. He's out for the rest of the season, which is bad because he was a big returner. And he had been pretty much in a very weak team. He was one of the assets, let's say, of that team. Another quick note for you, too. You've got the problems with Brett Favre. Near the end of his 20th NFL season, Favre has created kind of this idea that he's Superman and he'll play every weekend regardless of what he's suffering from. His coach, the interim Vikings coach, Leslie Frazier, is saying he'd be surprised if Favre doesn't play this next time around on Sunday. We'll see. But you know this has got to be it for Brett Favre. I can't see him coming back anymore after this. Just my two.
What, are you kidding me?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.